Brian Helmsworth here at Missouri Net. Well, one of the biggest things that Governor Parson focused on during the special session on violent crime, and he had a number of cornerstones, but maybe the biggest one he talked about, especially at the beginning and throughout, was the issue of witness protection. It was bipartisan in committee. It was bipartisan on the floor. The bill has been signed. The bill has been passed. It's going to be signed by the governor on Monday. I'm Brian Helmsworth, and joining me to talk about this legislation is the bill sponsor. He is State Representative Dr. John Patterson, who's from Lee Summit. Representative, I appreciate you taking time to join us. This bill is very crucial for your area, based on your testimony.
Yes, it is. You know, we have a lot of violent crime in Kansas City, unfortunately, like St. Louis, and I think it'll be important to help fight violent crime.
Doctor, one of the things that I remember, and I covered a number of hearings, and I remember listening to the prosecutor in Johnson County, Missouri, Warrensburg area, and he mentioned, and you were there too when he was testifying, that there are witnesses that are being intimidated, and just the fear of coming forward. A lot of times witnesses don't want to come forward because they fear retribution, not just for themselves, but for their family members. And he said it goes on in Johnson County in Warrensburg.
Right. And what law enforcement has told us is the number one thing they need to prosecute criminals is witnesses that are willing to come forward and testify as to what they saw so that they can put these criminals behind bars. So that's why I think this piece is so critical, is that once we can offer protections for these witnesses, they might be willing to come forward and talk and tell about what they saw.
Final few moments here with Representative John Patterson. Your bill obviously is witness protection. In a nutshell, what does your bill do, Representative?
It creates a fund within the state portfolio of funds from which law enforcement from around the state can draw from. They can use those dollars to find housing for witnesses, do all the necessary things that you need to get witnesses out of the harmful environment that they're in so that they can be protected and then come and testify against criminals on what they saw and what they witnessed during the crime.
Final question for you, Representative Patterson, and that is about the bill signing. Looks like it's going to be on Monday. What can you tell us right now about what you know about the event on Monday?
Yes, so the governor is going to come in. He's going to sign in at the Fraternal Order of Police, which I think is very appropriate, and I'm very appreciative of the governor that he'd come into Kansas City and sign the bill here.
Representative, anything you'd like to add, feel free.
I think that's it.